제주, 부산, 뭐 우리 전주, 뭐 광주 다 같이 참석하고 있습니다.
We have members from Jeju and Busan and Jeonju and all the different regions gathered here worshiping together with us.
또 외국에서도 참석하고 있습니다.
And we also have people from overseas who have come to attend this meeting as well.
지금까지는 우리 RTC 방송 나오기 때문에 이불 속에서도 참석하고 있습니다.
And there are some people who are even listening to this message right now in their blankets in bed comfortably because of the RUTC broadcast.
그런데 올해부터 나온 이 JRTC 운동, 전도 운동은 좀 같이 만나서 해야 될 겁니다.
But this year, because it's the start of the second RUTC movement, we need to gather together for the new evangelism movement.
여러분 아시다시피 어떤 그 어린 이 청년이 할 게 없으니까 구두닦이를 한 거예요.
You might know this story, but there was a young man who didn't have much to do in life, and so he just worked as a shoeshine boy.
옛날에 구두 닦아주고 이제 돈 받고 하는 일이 있었거든요.
Because in the past, that was actually an occupation. You could shine shoes for people and get your pay for that.
그러니까 이제 닦다 보니까 뭐 역앞에도 있고 뭐 부대도 있고 안 되죠. 미군 부대에서 이렇게 닦았어요. 이게.
And so these shoeshine boys were primarily in the train stations or in front of the army bases, but he was working in front of the army base.
하도 잘 닦으니까 말이요. 자, 위에 불러서 심부름 시키고 이렇게 하죠.
And so he did his work so well that people would call him over to give him some work to do.
미국 군인이 보니까 얘 너무 구두를 잘 닦고 일을 잘한단 말이에요.
And this one American soldier saw this boy and he worked so hard and he was so good at what he was doing.
좀 잘 이렇게 지혜 있게 본 거죠.
And so he really looked at him very carefully.
데리고 간 겁니다.
And then he took him with him.
니들을 공부시키고 이렇게 목사 만들어 올게요.
Back to his own country, and he taught him. He gave him an education, and he became a pastor.
훌륭한 전도자로 만드는 거죠.
And he made him into a very renowned evangelist.
여러분 잘 아실 겁니다.
And you know this person very well, probably.
우리 극동 방송을 만든 김장환 목사님입니다.
It's Reverend Kim Jang-hwan, and he is actually the founder of the Far East Broadcasting Station.
지금 우리나라와 교회에서는 그런 지금 시스템이 없어요.
But right now, in our country and in our churches of our country, we don't have that kind of system anymore.
그래서 우리가 좀 올해는 기도를 해야 될 내용입니다.
And that's why this year we really need to hold on to this in prayer.
이걸로 좀 기도해야 됩니다.
We need to pray for evangelism welfare.
자, 그런 인물들이 자랄 수 있는 시스템이 없으니까 이게 못하는 거죠.
We can't do this properly because we don't have a system prepared where these kinds of individuals can be raised up.
놀랍게도 지금 그 뉴 에이지 프리메이션 유대인 3단체에서는 아주 잘하고 있습니다.
But amazingly enough, the three organizations, in other words, the Freemasons and the New Age, as well as the Jewish organization, the Jewish religion, are doing this so well.
그래서 내가 지난 주간에 대학 수련회 할 때 대학생들 보고 그런 얘기를 했어요.
And so last week we had World College Retreat, and I told the college students who had gathered.
24시 모든 학생들 레몬들 관리할 수 있는 시스템을 만들어서 24해라.
I told them we need to have a system prepared where we can manage the remnants 24 hours a day so that we can really enter into God's 24 hours.
심지어 어른들의 메시지 인사도 전달해주고 받기도 하고 전 세계에 터진 제자들이 은혜 받고 기도하도록 만들어라.
So that we can send all the messages and all the sermons coming out from these different pastors so that people all throughout the world can receive grace and pray with that.
저 흩어져 있는 제자들이 전부 하나님의 말씀 붙잡고 그 현장에 전도할 수 있도록 만들어주는 거란 말이에요.
We must establish this kind of system so that all the disciples gathered in all the different regions of the world can receive the word, really pray with that and gain answers.
그런 IT 팀을 만들어라는 거예요.
So they can stand as evangelists. And I
said
we must
있습니다.
Make that kind of IT team. We can do that.
예, 한두 명이 직업상으로 24 해도 돼요.
We just need to have employees just doing that for a living.
왜 제가 이런 얘기를 합니까?
Why am I saying these things?
프리메이션과 이 지금 뉴 에이지 단체와 유대인들이 초등학교부터 미국의 대학생 미국 대학 몇 개인 줄 압니까?
Do you know how many universities there are in the US?
대학만 5천 개입니다.
There are 5,000 colleges alone.
이 전체 학생을 다 분석해가지고.
We see that the Freemasons, the New Age, and the Jewish people, what they do is they analyze all the students from elementary all the way up to college students.
깜짝 놀랄 정도요. 공부 잘하는 아이 찾아와서 제시합니다.
And they find these excelling students, and then they give them a proposal.
지금부터 네 모든 등록금은 다 내줄 테니까 공부만 열심히 해라.
They give them a proposition saying, "We'll support you with full tuition, so you just study hard."
너는 훌륭한 인물이다.
Because you are a great
훌륭한
individual.
인물이 될 거다.
And you'll become a great individual.
그리고 국가를 위해서, 미국을 위해서, 전 세계를 위해서 일해라.
Then work for your country, work for the U.S., work for the sake of the world.
어떻게 됩니까?
Then what will happen?
이런 식으로 이제 멘토로 다 심는 겁니다.
What they do is they connect these kind of students with
mentors. 그걸 멘토 역할을 해줘요.
And they actually support them full force as mentors.
우리처럼 막 우왕좌왕 우당탕탕 일이 일하는 게 아니고 굉장히 조용하게요.
They're not like us with these nascent organizations where we don't even have a system prepared. They do everything systematically.
이게 다 파고드는 거예요.
And then they plow into that field.
이는 결국은 하나님 없는 New Age 메시지를 전하라.
And ultimately, they convey and deliver a message, a New Age message that has nothing to do with God.
결국은 하나님께 도전하는 접신 운동을 시켰어요. 프리메이션 만들어요.
Ultimately, they make them into Freemasons so they can take part in this invocation movement where they invoke that spirit that opposes God instead.
무서운 겁니다.
That's so frightening.
그래서 오늘 우리는 하나님이 정말 기뻐하시는 전도를 위해서 누구나 제대로 할 수 있습니다.
And for the sake of the evangelism that God truly desires and takes joy in, anybody can do this.
왜 복지면 복지지 전도문은 전도복지라고 했냐?
No, evangelism, evangelism, and welfare is welfare, but why do we call it evangelism welfare?
그냥 복지 전도 이렇게 하지 왜 전도 복지라고 했냐?
Then why is it the order? Why is the order this way? Why isn't it welfare evangelism? Why is it evangelism welfare?
여기도 신경 써야 됩니다.
We really need to be careful about this as
우리
well.
우리 모든 기독교인들이 복지를 한다면 전도를 위해서 하는 거니까 그냥 복지 전도겠죠.
Now all Christians try to do welfare for the sake of evangelism, so it's welfare evangelism.
지금 우리가 봐야 되는 부분은 그 부분이 아닙니다.
But that's not what we must focus on.
정말 복음으로 그 사람들을 살리는 전도복지를 말해요.
What we must do is evangelism welfare, where we save those people with the gospel.
그냥 복지면 복지지 말입니다.
Then you might say, well, what does that mean? It's so confusing.
아닙니다.
Is it just welfare?
더 한 칸 더 얘기해 보겠습니다.
I'll speak a little bit more in depth about this.
이 사람이 지금 이 사랑하는 내 딸이란 말이요.
Let's say this person is my beloved daughter.
근데 모르고 지금 만나지 못하고 살고 있어요.
But we've been disconnected. We've been separated, so we haven't met together.
그 이 딸이 말이죠 어렵게 된 거요.
And this daughter is in dire straits.
복지 도움 받습니다.
And so she's a welfare recipient.
그러나 진짜 복지는 뭡니까?
But then what is true welfare? Then?
이 사람이 복지 대상이 안 되도록 만들어 주는 겁니다.
It's to help this person not 그렇죠. to become a welfare recipient. Isn't that true?
전도복지.
That's evangelism welfare.
말 빨리 알아들어야 됩니다.
You need to quickly catch on to what this means.
여러분 아들이 저 역에서 국수 얻어먹고 있다. 국수 안 얻어먹는 사람으로 만들어야 돼요.
If your son is standing in the train station panhandling for some money or for some food, true welfare is helping them not to become that kind of person to receive handouts. That's the kind of welfare we need.
전도복지.
Evangelism welfare.
무슨 말 알겠죠?
Do you understand?
실제로 따져버리면 그 얻어먹는 사람에게 도움이 되겠죠?
Now, of course, if you look at the reality, people who are receiving handouts will receive immediate help.
근데 영적으로 도움 안 됩니다.
But that is of no spiritual
그렇죠?
use.
그건 늘 거지 같은 근성으로 열 번 얻으면 열 번 더 생겨요.
With that nature of a beggar, they'll just continue to ask for more handouts instead.
일단 멀쩡한 사람이 넥타이 매가지고 일하면 될 텐데 일하라고 몇 시간씩 기다리고 앉아 있다가 그 서울역에서 나오는 국수를 얻어먹는다는 것은 정신병자입니다.
There are people who are 그렇죠? entirely capable. They can just put on a necktie, go and work for a living. But instead, for hours long, they just wait there in front of the train station to get some free food. That's
그
a mental problem.
그 일하는 사람을 내가 말하는 게 아닙니다. 욕하는 게 아니에요.
And I'm not saying anything bad about those people.
더 무서운 게 있습니다.
There's something even more frightening, though.
강대국이 복지란 단어로 세계를 정복하고 있거든요.
Developed countries are seizing control of the entire world under the guise of welfare.
사단 섬기게 만드는 종교 단체가 복지란 단어로 가지고 파고들고 있습니다.
Religious organizations that drive people to worship Satan are using welfare.
여러분들은 잘 몰라요.
Perhaps you don't know very well.
이념 싸움하고 있는 사람들이 복지를 활용해서 파고들라고 하는 거예요.
People with ideological conflicts, what they do is they utilize welfare as their strategy to plow into the different fields.
국민들은 잘 모릅니다.
A lot of the citizens don't know.
잘 모르니까 이렇게 딱 이념 머리 가는 사람들은 이렇게 살살 작전을 쓰거든요.
Because people don't know, these people who want to take advantage of those ideological conflicts keep using their own wiles to do this or that.
근데 제가 말하는 거는 뭐냐?
But what am I trying to say?
어떤 복지를 하든 그 복지 대상자가 정말로 살아나겠느냐 그 말이야.
What I'm asking is, no matter what kind of welfare we do, can we really save that individual with that simple welfare?
골고루 쌀을 많이 나눠줬더니 그 사람들이 살아나겠냐 그 말이야.
You hand out a lot of rice for people to eat. With that, can you really save that person?
어떻습니까?
I'm asking this question. What do you think about that?
여러분 그런 후손을 만들 겁니까?
Are you going to raise children like that?
저는 우리 아들이 복지 단체 가서 쌀 타 먹는다고 하면 진짜입니다. 죽지 않을 만큼 패주고 올 겁니다.
I think I would really beat
그렇죠?
my son not to death, but I would really try 아, to teach him a lesson.
그럴 리도 없겠지만 얻어먹을 리도 없잖아. 얻어먹는다고 하면 왜냐면 왜 죽으면 살인이니까.
If my son tried
그렇잖아요.
to make a living by going somewhere to receive handouts.
왜 패줘야 되느냐?
So why would I try to teach him a lesson?
이 머릿속에 잘못 들어간 걸 뽑아내줘야 돼요.
So that I can take out that incorrect thought from inside of his head.
교육이 세 가지 아닙니까?
There are three types of education.
글, 말, 이거.
First one is through writing, second one is through speech, and the third is
그렇잖아요.
through a little bit of punishment.
많이 생각해야 됩니다.
So we really need to consider this.
더더욱이나 지금 이 많은 지금 이 영적으로 혼미하게 맺는 단체들이 전부 이쪽으로 다 파고들어요.
And a lot of these religious organizations that are driving people into confusion are using this strategy.
누구나 할 수 있습니다.
Anybody can do this.
여러분 지금 전도단체니까 우리 전도하는 사람들이니까 하는 얘기예요.
I'm saying this to you because we are part of an evangelism movement and you are evangelists.
여러분 교회 안에 정말 공부 잘하는데 형편 어려운 아들이 있습니다.
There are students even within your own churches who are students excelling in their studies but they're poor.
여러분 사는 지역에 떠들면서 가지 마시고요. 조용히 들어가 보세요.
Don't clamor in your region. Quietly enter into that field.
학교.
Into the schools.
정말 공부 잘하는데 형편 안 되는 아들이 있어요.
There are a lot of smart students who just don't have the financial means to get by.
잘못 파고 들어가면 그 애들인데 피해 줍니다. 잘 파고 들어가 보세요.
If you do this improperly, you can scar the students. So you need to do this very carefully.
교장 선생님이나 학교 선생님들 이용해 잘 통하면 있습니다.
If you can get some information from the principals or teachers at school, you can find these kinds of students.
혹 여러분이 우리나라 와 있는 다민족의 자녀겠죠. 다민족 중에 아주 똑똑한데 형편 안 되는 아들이 있습니다.
And there are also many multi-ethnic children who are here in Korea who are very smart, but they don't have financial means.
그리고 이제 여러분이 조금 더 보면요. 북한 사람 가운데요.
Furthermore, North Koreans.
탈북자겠죠?
In other words, North Korean defectors who are here.
탈북자의 자녀 가운데 아주 머리 있는 아이들이 있을 수 있습니다.
And I'm sure that there are very many exceptional students among the children of North Korean defectors as well.
아, 머리 나쁜 사람은 안 되느냐? 머리 나쁜 사람들 도와주고 머리 좋은 이 사람들 할 영향이 있습니다.
And you might say, well, does this mean that we must only find these exceptional students? No, that's not what I mean. We can help those who are not exceptional students, but especially those who are very smart, we need to raise them and establish them because there's something we need to do.
지금 여러분이 하고 있죠? 외국.
You're doing this as well, overseas.
여러분들 하고 있대요. 외국에 있는 인재들.
You're already doing this right now. You're supporting many of these gifted individuals who are overseas.
이들을 찾아 키우는 겁니다.
We're trying to find them to raise them.
이것만큼 중요한 전도가 없고요. 이것보다 빠른 선교가 없고 이것보다 빠른 애국이 없습니다.
There's no better evangelism than this. There's no faster missions than this. There's no greater patriotism than this.
이걸 보고 전도복지라고 합니다.
This is what we call evangelism welfare.
예, 전도복지라는 게 충분히 여러분이 이해되지면 내가 그때부터 전도 NGO로 들어가겠습니다. 일곱 개 우리 올해 하는 전도거든요.
And if you sufficiently understand evangelism welfare, then next I'll explain about evangelism NGO. I'll explain seven things all throughout the year.
일단 말씀부터 좀 이해해야 돼요.
But first you must understand the word.
그러니까 각 단체들이 이 지금 후진국 집어먹으려고 들어가거든요, 솔직히.
Right now, different organizations are entering into these less developed countries in order to take advantage of it.
아니면 저 불쌍한 나라와 불쌍한 사람들을 많이 도와주는 국력을 나타내는 경쟁력을 지금 하거든요.
Or there is this competition right now where they're trying to show their own national sovereignty by seeing who can support these less developed countries more.
야, 그렇게 남이 다 하니까 우리나라도 해야 되지 않겠냐 해서 이제 정치 쪽에서는 자꾸 복지하고 얘기를 하는 겁니다.
And a lot of people in the political arena are saying, well, don't we need to help people through welfare because other countries are doing this as well.
여러분 가운데 개인이 복지한 사람도 있어요.
And I'm sure that there are people among us who are part of this
welfare work as well.
So consider this carefully.
교회가 복지한 사람도 있어요.
And even in the churches, there are churches that do welfare.
생각 많이 하셔야 됩니다.
You really need to consider this very carefully.
뭐 우리 인생은 장난이고 언제 죽을지도 모르는 거고 그냥 적당히 살다가 뭐 가는 거고 이러면 그렇게 하세요.
If you're just living your life as a joke and you're just going to live your life halfway and then you just die anytime God calls you, then you can just do this any way you want.
우리 인생은 그런 거 아닙니다.
But our lives are not like that.
제가 가장 어려울 때 그때 하필이면 막 목사 돼가지고 이 어려울 때였어요.
There was a time in my life when things were very difficult for me. I had just become a pastor.
내가 책을 한 권 읽었어요.
I read a book.
그러니까 30년 넘었겠죠.
That's over 30 years back.
그 책을 나는 뭐 책 읽으면서 일단 뭐 감명 있는 책도 뭐 많이 있잖아요. 여러분 그럴 거 아닙니까?
And there are so many books that we can read that really touch our hearts. I'm sure it's the same for all of you as well.
나는 진짜 그 책 읽으면서요, 내 옷에 눈을 막 닦으면서 읽었다니까.
But as I was reading this one book, I kept wiping my eyes on my sleeve because tears kept springing up.
어떤 꾼이 쓴 게 아니고 현장의 안타까운 소녀가 쓴 책이에요.
It's not a book written by somebody who's just trying to rake in profits from book sales. It was written by a girl who was experiencing hardships in the field.
복지단체에서 운영하려고 쓴 책이 아니에요, 보니까.
It wasn't a book written by a welfare organization to manage their business.
후원계좌 써가지고 후원금 모집하려고 쓴 책이 아니에요.
It's not a book that was written by a group that's trying to gather donations and funds for their ministry.
어떤 아가씨가 썼는데 소년 소녀 가장.
It was a book written by a young woman, and she had written about the children who are the head of the households.
자기가 본 거기에 대한 걸 실제적으로 썼어요.
She wrote about her own experiences from what she saw in that field, and she wrote it in clear reality.
이런저런 일로 부모가 없어지고 얘가 말이야 용기를 자기가 다시 동생 키우고 뭐 공부해도 이런 걸 다 기록해 놓은 거예요.
And it was a record, a true account of many of these children who were left as orphans because their parents passed away for various reasons and now they had to take care of their younger siblings as the head of the household.
진짜 많이 울었어요. 나.
And I cried so much as I read that book.
야, 이런 아이들도 있구나.
I thought to myself, there are children like this.
이거는 우리 많은 애들이 좀 읽어봐야 되겠다 이런 생각 막 들더라고요.
I even wanted to recommend it to a lot of our younger generations to read.
그래서 내가 연락해서 전화를 했어요.
So I called.
내가 그 학생을 좀 도우고 싶다라고 전화를 했어요.
I called saying I want to help the student.
그렇게 연락이 왔어요.
And they called me back.
걔들 장학금 주는 날 저를 부른 거예요.
And then they called me on the day that they were going to give out the scholarships to these students.
뭐 역시 또 단체는 어쩔 수가 없어요.
And we really can't avoid it with these organizations.
막 제가 온다니까 막 대단한 사람이 오는 줄 알고 막 설교해달라고 막 이런 식으로 또 하겠다고 내가 그랬어요.
And so because I said I would attend their event, they're preparing everything, making it a full-size event, saying come and give a lecture and a sermon. And I said, all right.
그러니까 어마어마한 그냥 행사를 하는 거예요.
So it was a grand spectacle.
일곱 명인가 여섯 명인가 그 대상자가 왔어요.
There are about six or seven students who are receiving the scholarship.
이 학생들이 한결같이 기가 다 죽어 있어요.
But all of them were so downcast.
얻어가야 되니까.
Because they're just receiving handouts.
얻으러 온 거죠.
They just came to receive that financial assistance.
복지 대상이라.
Because they're welfare recipients.
이제 주니까 얻으러 온 거죠.
They came because now this organization was offering them some money.
그거 주는 걸 가지고 막 너무나 막 그냥 타이거즈 상 받는 것처럼 주는 식으로 이런 식으로 막 그래요.
And then they're giving them a little bit of this donation. They're making it as if they're giving this grand award to Tiger Woods, making it a great spectacle.
복지 행사겠죠.
Because it's a welfare event.
저는 그때 막 이렇게 일을 이런 거는 아이들에게 도움 안 된다고 생각해요.
At the time, I thought to myself, this is of no help for these students.
다 그런 복지하고 있겠죠.
I'm sure everybody is doing that kind of welfare.
근데 걔 보고 미안해 손을 잡았어요.
And I felt so sorry to these students. I took hold of their hand.
어찌나 미안한지 전화번호 달라 했어요.
I felt so sorry to them because of all of this, and so I said, please give me your phone number.
전화번호 주길래 언제든지 이 내가 연락을 안 해도 전화번호 줘서 내가.
And I also gave them my phone number, saying, "Just call me anytime you need some help."
그때 남아서 지하문을 주고 내 번호를 줬단 말이야.
I gave them my phone number.
연락 안 왔어요 지금까지.
But until now, they haven't called me.
그래서 우리는 이 많은 현장에 지금요 진짜로 복지 대상자들이 기다리고 있습니다.
Right now, true welfare recipients are awaiting us in all the fields.
뭐 복지 이렇게 하니까 복지 뭐죠 복지?
We keep hearing the word welfare. What exactly is welfare?
그 영어로도 좀 쉬워요. Welfare.
In English, perhaps it's easier to understand because it's welfare.
Well-being.
In other words, well-being.
잘 살게 하자는 겁니다.
In other words, so that people can get by, live a good life.
제가 지금 전도복지, 전도NGO하고 일곱 가지 가지고 1년 동안 설명할 것이기 때문에 여러분들이 좀 귀에 조금 못이 바뀔 겁니다. 왜냐, 못이 안 바뀌고는 말을 못 알아들으니까 합니다.
And so you might get sick and tired of hearing of this because for the next year I'm going to speak about these three directions that we have, including evangelism welfare and evangelism NGO. But we need to continue to speak about it even if you get sick of it because only then can we carry out this work.
간단히 이야기하겠습니다.
I'll explain this simply.
요셉 같은 인물을 키워라.
You need to raise individuals like Joseph.
전도복지에 가장 먼저 해야 될 일이 뭐냐? 요셉 같은 인물을 키워라.
What is the first thing we must do in evangelism welfare? We must raise individuals like Joseph.
여러분 개인이 하나님이 가장 기뻐하시는 일을 하려면 요셉 같은 인물을 키워라.
In order for you yourselves to do the very work that God himself desires, you need to raise an individual like Joseph.
여러분 교회가 하나님이 가장 기뻐하시는 일을 하려면 요셉 같은 인재를 키워라.
If you want your church to do the work that God desires the most, your church must raise up an individual like Joseph.
첫째, 이 누굽니까?
First, who is it?
전도 복지하는 가장 중요한 대상입니다. 요셉이.
The most important welfare recipient of all for evangelism welfare, that's Joseph himself.
그 어려움을 한번 보세요.
Look at his difficulties.
시대에 살릴 인재가 너무나 가정 환경이 안 좋은 데서 태어난 거예요.
He was a historic figure to save the age, but he was born in the midst
맞습니다.
of a very difficult family situation.
아이들은 정말 인재인데 가정 환경이 안 돼서 죽어가는 아이들 많아요. 그들을 키우자.
There are so many students like this who are so renowned and yet they're dying away, wasting away because they're born in very improper family situations.
정말 뛰어난 인물인데 노예로 가지 않았습니까? 이런 인물들을 찾아서 키우자.
He was a great individual, but he was sold as a slave. We need to find individuals like this and raise them.
심지어 누명 쓰고 감옥까지 가지 않았습니까?
Furthermore, he was falsely accused. He went into prison.
자, 놀라운 일이죠.
But this is astounding.
이런 인물이 나중에 어떻게 됩니까? 창세기 41장에 보면 왕을 만나게 됩니다.
Because later on, what happens to this individual? In Genesis 41, he meets with the king.
이게 요셉의 국한된 얘기가 아니라 이 말이에요.
This story is not just confined
그렇죠?
to Joseph's experience.
이게 여러분이 조그마한 원신 가지고도 진짜 복음 가진 사람이라면 성령의 인도 받는 사람이라면 누릴 수 있는 축복이에요.
With just a little bit of willpower, if you really know the gospel, if you're really guided by the Holy Spirit, you too can enjoy this blessing.
많은 장로님들이요, 뭐 교회에서 무슨 일을 해야 되고 내 자리가 어디 있으며 뭐 이런 걸 많이 이 살피는 이렇게 그런 눈빛이더라고요. 필요 없어요.
And look at many of the elders in the church, and they have this gleam in their eyes as if they're asking, "What do I need to do in the church? How can I obtain some sort of position in the church?" There's no need for that.
자리 전혀 없어도요. 여러분 내일 교회 가셔서 가장 하나님이 기뻐하시게 하는 응답 받을 수 있어요.
Even if you don't have an appointed position, tomorrow immediately you can go to church and receive the answer that God desires the most.
장로님 한 번이라도 해보셨습니까?
Elders, have you tried this even once in your lifetime?
아니 뭐 교회 부흥 주일학교 부흥 이런 얘기를 많이 하시는데 한 번이라도 해보셨습니까?
Elders speak a lot about the situation of the church in the neighboring regions, but have you ever tried this even once?
내 교회 안에 머리가 뛰어난 아이인데 가정 환경이 안 되거나 병들어 있거나 어려운 사람 있는가 확인해봤냐 이 말이에요.
Have you ever confirmed for yourself whether there are excellent, exceptional students in your church who don't have the proper conditions to get by? If there's anybody who has a disease or who's facing hardship?
지난 주일에 우리 사위가 중고등부 살리기 위한 굉장히 몸부림쳐 기도하는 것 같아요.
And I think that my son-in-law is really praying a lot, struggling to try to save the youth department.
예, 행근 많은데 보고하고 자료도 보고 많이 했어요.
He gave me a lot of different reports about what he's done so far.
근데 지난 주간에 보니까 더 좋은 자료를 내용도 좋더라고 잘한 게 왔어요.
But last week he prepared a report with very good content.
좋다.
And I said that's good.
좋다고 했는데 결론에 관심을 안 가졌어요.
I said it's very good, but I didn't look so carefully at it.
그러니까 눈치챌 거 아니에요.
And I'm sure that he caught on quickly.
아이고 우리 지금 아버님 이거 지금 보고 막뭐 체크 대주고 이렇게 친절하게 이렇게 전도를 가르칠 줄 알았는데 보고 뭐 그냥 놔둬 보니까.
I think he thought, oh, my father-in-law is going to look at it and make some notes on it and make some comments and tell me how I need to proceed with this evangelism. But I just looked at it and I said, good, and I just put it down.
간단한 대화로 카톡으로 제가 얘기를 해줬습니다.
But through the KakaoTalk messenger, I shared a little bit with him.
이런 걸 많은 계획을 짜고 고민을 한 번도 안 해봤다는 사람 그건 정상이 아니겠죠.
A person who's never conflicted about this, who's never struggled to try to do this properly, they're not normal.
뭔가 고민을 하고 뭔가 이렇게 뭐 만들고 계획을 짜고 이래야 되지 그것도 안 한다는 그거는 정상적인 사람이 아니잖아요.
You need to deliberate over these different matters, make a plan and set a goal. That's normal, but if you don't do that, then you're not normal.
근데 내가 말하는 건 그게 아니다.
But I told him what I'm trying to say is not that.
네 중고등부 맡았으니까 중고등부 학생 분석해라.
Because you're in charge of the youth group, you go and analyze the students in that youth group. See how they're studying.
어려움은 뭔지 분석해라.
See what their hardships are.
실제 잘하는 건 뭔지 분석해라.
And see what they're realistically
good at. 자의 성격은 뭔지 분석해라.
And see what kind of disposition or character they have. And then help them.
그걸 붙잡고 기도해라.
Hold on to that and pray for them.
그 아이의 장점 살리라.
And really raise up their strengths.
걔에게 기도 바로 가르쳐라.
Teach them properly.
그러면 역사에 나는 거다.
Then the works will arise.
그러면 중고등부 사는 거다.
Then the youth group will be revived.
나중에 다른 데서 부르면 할 수 없이 모른 척하고 섭렵하고 간증하고 그게 정인이다.
Then later when somebody calls you to share about the answers you received, just go there as if you don't know what's going on and just share a little bit about your testimony. That's evangelism.
어마어마한 조직이 틀렸다는 말도 아니요, 나쁘다는 말도 아니요.
I'm not trying to say that these vast or big organizations are wrong or even bad.
실제 하나님과 그 대상 원하는 가장 중요한 것은 없다 그 말이에요.
But they're not doing any of the things that God truly desires or needs between God and that welfare recipient.
복지부 장관도 있고 복지부도 있고 복지성교육도 하고 엄한 것 때만 거 많은데 실제 그 사람은 어려움 당하는 사람은 아무 도움이 안 된다는 거예요.
We have the Ministry of Welfare, we have welfare organizations, we have different people to carrying out welfare work, and yet that person who's the welfare recipient is receiving no factual help whatsoever.
많이 있겠습니다만은 요셉 같은 인물을 찾아라.
There are many people like this, but we must find an individual like Joseph.
너무나 가정 환경 어렵고 많은 이 질병과 문제 속에 빠져서 고난 당하고 있는데 그 중에 인재들이 있는 겁니다.
There are gifted individuals in the midst of very poor family situations, or in the midst of a disease, or facing great hardship.
나중에 이 사람이 왕을 변화시킵니다.
Later on, this individual Joseph changes the king.
그 정도가 아니죠.
Moreover,
총리가 돼서 세계를 살리게 됩니다.
He becomes the governor and saves the entire world.
그렇습니다.
That's right.
자 이것은 단순한 복지로 끝나는 게 아닙니다.
This doesn't just end as a simple welfare act.
단순한 이 지금 복지가 아니죠.
It's not just a simple act of welfare.
전도 복지를 제대로 깨달으니까 많은 현장 살리게 돼요.
If you correctly understand evangelism welfare, you come to save a great many fields.
꼭 기억해야 됩니다.
You must remember.
여러분이 어마어마한 걸 놓고 준비를 하고 막 이 싸우고 안 해도 여러분이 제대로 역사에 놔버리면 현장이 살아나요.
Even if you don't do a lot of work or you don't try to do a lot of make a lot of preparations, if you really do this properly, the works will arise in the field and you'll receive answers.
누가 살아납니까?
Who will be revived?
정말로 맞아 죽어야 될 마땅한 보디발입니다 이게. 그 아내야 보디발과 그 아내.
Potiphar and his wife, who should have received the punishment instead.
제 생각입니다.
That's my thinking.
요셉이 총리된 날 제일 벌벌 떨은 사람이 있을 겁니다.
And I'm sure that the day that Joseph was appointed as governor, there were people who were really shuddering in fear.
누구겠습니까?
Who do you think it might have been?
요셉이 총리가 되어버려서 13년 만에.
All of a sudden, after 13 years, Joseph became the governor.
자, 막강한 능력자 보디발과 그 아내가 소식을 들었을 거 아니요?
And do you think that Potiphar and his wife, who were in that high position, didn't hear that news?
제 생각입니다.
Of course, they heard the news. That's my thinking.
야한 생각을 해봤습니다.
I thought about this. I used
여자는,
my wild imagination.
이 여자는 오줌 쌌을 것이다.
I thought to myself, probably this woman wet her pants.
언니고 그냥.
Because she probably wet her pants because she was so scared. How astounded or shocked she must have been.
But 성경 그 어디에 눈을 뜨고 봐도
Joseph spared her life. There's no account in the Bible where he
takes her life.
감옥
갈 때도 변명 안 되고 갔습니다. 그 살려준 거예요.
Even when Joseph was falsely accused and went into prison, he didn't give any excuses. He spared her life.
요셉이 꼭 말하면 문제 생깁니다.
Because if Joseph spoke about this, she would have faced trouble.
죽음에 직면한 장관을 살리게 됩니다.
He also saves the officials who are on the brink of death.
여러분이 아시다시피 이 바로왕을 살리게 됩니다.
And as you know very well, he then saves Pharaoh.
이게 전도요, 선교요, 이게 복지입니다.
This is evangelism. This is missions, and this is welfare.
더 중요한 거 뭡니까?
What's even more important than this?
많은 재앙 막는 전도 복지가 됐어요.
It became an evangelism welfare that blocked a vast many world disasters.
자, 이래 가지고 애굽의 재앙을 막았지요.
With this he blocked the disasters of Egypt.
이래 가지고는 전 세계 재앙을 막았지요.
And with this he blocked the disasters of the world.
여러분 아시다시피 나중에 이스라엘이 저 애굽으로 돌아옵니다.
As you know very well, all the Israelites later returned to Egypt.
이스라엘의 재앙을 막게 됐죠.
And this blocks the disasters of Israel.
어차피 그 전 세계 재앙 지역에 있지 말고 오라고 하니까 애굽에 왔으니 얼마나 곡식이 많겠습니까? 다 살리는 일이 벌어졌어요.
And so he says, don't remain in that disaster zone any longer. Come back to Egypt. So we came to Egypt and they lived in abundance.
이게 전도 복지입니다.
That's evangelism welfare.
하나님이 가장 먼저 요셉에게 줬던 것이 뭡니까?
What is the very first thing that God gave to Joseph?
복음과 기도의 능력입니다.
He gave him the gospel and he gave him the power of prayer.
요셉에게 가장 많이 쓰인 단어 있습니다.
There is a word that is used most frequently in conjunction with Joseph.
하나님이 함께하신다.
It's the words, and God was with him.
이거 전달하는 겁니다.
It's relaying this message.
파워 중에 파워가 뭡니까? 하나님이 함께하신다.
What is the greatest power of all? It's for God to be with us.
이게 있었기 때문에 요셉은 누가 조금만 도와줘도 승리하는 겁니다.
Because he had this, even if somebody helped him just a little bit, he prevailed and had victory.
이게 있었기 때문에 가정에 어려움 왔을 때도 상관없이 이겨냈습니다.
Because he had this, even when he faced great difficulties in his household, still he was able to overcome all of that.
이 보디발의 아내가 말이죠. 그냥 갑자기 그런 게 아니에요. 성경에 보면 날마다 윙크했다.
And Potiphar's wife didn't just come on to him all of a sudden. It says in the Bible, every day she tried to tempt him.
내가 가만히 생각해봤어요.
I thought about this carefully.
날마다 윙크했다.
She's winking at him every single day.
요셉이 잘생긴 남자인데 여자가 날마다 윙크했다.
And Joseph was handsome and well-built, and this woman is winking at him every single day.
답은 간단해요.
The answer is clear.
내가 젊은 렘넌트다.
Let's suppose that I'm a young remnant.
저런 예쁜 렘넌트가 자꾸 윙크를 한다.
And a very attractive remnant just comes to me and keeps winking at me, trying to seduce me.
아니, 못 할 건 뭐 있고 지한테 나도 하면 되지. 그렇잖아요.
What stops me? Why don't I just wink right back?
이건 지금 그게 아니라니까요.
But that's not what it is, was for Joseph.
요셉은 소년입니다.
Joseph was a young man.
지는 지금 꿈이 있습니다.
And he had a dream.
하나님 하는 꿈이 있습니다.
A dream that God had given to him.
보디발의 아내 몇 살이겠습니까?
How old do you think Potiphar's wife was?
제가 잘 봐줘도 45세입니다.
I think that at
그렇죠?
least she was about 45 years old.
그 계급으로 따지면 50세입니다.
And if you look at just the rank that he's at, maybe 50 years old.
그렇겠죠.
Right?
그 노는 꼬라지 보세요.
And look at how she plays, how she spends her time.
배는 이럴 겁니다.
I'm sure because she's throwing these lavish parties.
이런 말이요. 어디다 대고 말이요. 요셉 보고 윙크라니까.
And this woman is always winking at Joseph.
요셉 도망간 거요.
And that's why Joseph probably ran away.
도망가는데 그 옷 벗기는 바람에 이게 누명이 됐잖아요.
He ran away, but as he was fleeing, she grabbed hold of his outer garment, and that's why she was able to falsely accuse him.
요셉이 하나님과 함께하는 비밀이 없다면, 이 힘이 없다면, 여기가 어딥니까? 감옥소로 가야 되는데.
What would have happened to Joseph in this field of the prison if he didn't have this mystery or the strength of God being with him?
말했을 겁니다. 그렇죠?
I'm sure he would have said something.
절대 나는 아니다.
He would have given an excuse saying, absolutely not, I did not do it.
왜냐하면 평소 때 보디발이 요셉을 알아요.
Why? Because Joseph knows, Potiphar knows Joseph very
이렇게 말했거든요.
Well. This is what Potiphar said.
여호와께서 너와 함께 계시는구나.
He said to Joseph, the Lord is with you.
그러면 요셉이 진짜 장관님 저는 아닙니다.
Then if Joseph had said to Potiphar, really, I'm not in the wrong.
아닙니다.
I really didn't do this.
날마다 윙크했습니다.
But every day she tried to seduce me.
내 지나가다가 끌려다가 옷
And she dragged me in and she took my outer garment.
정말로 저는 아닙니다.
Really, I didn't do anything wrong.
말했을 거 아니에요.
He could have said so.
그럼 보디발 눈치챕니다.
Then Potiphar would have known.
보디발이요. 정말이지. 정말입니다.
Potiphar probably would have said, is that true? And he would say, yes.
알았어.
All right.
본래 그런 년이야.
Yeah. She's that kind of temptress. She is that kind of woman.
집에 와가지고 난리 나겠죠.
And then he would have come home and there would have been a great uproar in the house.
요셉이 말 한마디 안 했다니까.
But Joseph remained silent.
요셉이 원래 좀 말 많은 친구예요. 요셉이 그렇죠?
As you know very well, Joseph, he's a chatterbox.
옛날에 아무리 옳은 말해도 형들 말 잘 짓거리다 당했잖아요.
In the past, the reason why his brothers didn't like him very much was because he was always talking all the time.
그 뒤부터 말 잘 안 해요.
But we see that he didn't say anything here.
이게 말이죠. 하나님이 요셉과 함께 이 복이 없었다, 이 힘을 모른다, 어떻게 이기겠습니까?
If he didn't have this mystery of God being with him, if he didn't have the strength of God being with him, how could he have overcome this?
이것을 전달해 주는 것이 전도 복지다.
Relaying this mystery is evangelism welfare.
그렇죠?
Isn't that true?
기도 시작하세요.
So begin your prayers.
앞으로 좀 계속 나올 겁니다.
We'll continue to speak about this.
이 복지에 대해서 다음 주 또 나옵니다.
And even next we will speak about evangelism welfare.
왜냐, 약간 다 알아들다 싶으면 또 그 단계로 넘어가려고요.
And when I think that you understood, then we'll move on to the next.
해야 되니까.
Because we need to do this.
여러분 생애 귀중한 또 한 해가 되기를 예수 이름으로 축원합니다.
I bless you in the name of Jesus that this year and your life may be a precious time for
all of you. 하나님께 감사드립니다.
God, we thank you.
우리 증인으로 부르신 하나님께 감사를 드립니다.
We thank you, Lord, for calling us as
witnesses. 모든 전도자들을 축복해 주옵소서.
May you block each and every one of our evangelists.
모든 세계 교회들이 줄어들고 있습니다.
And all of the churches of the world are decreasing in number.
많은 범죄와 재앙들이 넘쳐나고 있습니다.
And rather, crimes and disasters are on the rise.
전도자들이 곳곳에 일어나게 해 주옵소서.
May evangelists arise in all the different fields of the world.
예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.